Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944, or you can send us a message in our quick chat room. Our guest today is Janet Carruthers, and Janet is a Northern Virginia native who's a CPA, a CFE, and is the head of Sterling Money Management. Now, she's been doing this for over 20 years in the financial services industry and the government, and working as an accountant, a forensic accountant, a budget counselor, financial analyst. She's done tax resolutions and financial training. But today she joins us to talk about something that can affect millions of Americans. It's financial crimes against the elderly and what Janet is doing to raise awareness and put a stop to elderly financial fraud. Janet Carruthers is our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. Hi, Janet. Thanks for being on the program today. And tell me what first got you interested in helping with this very specific part of the financial world.
Well, good morning. The reason why I kind of got started in this was because I actually had a family member that was taken for $208,000. She was in a situation where her husband had passed away, and she wasn't very familiar with managing her finances, and she was also going through a very stressful time with an illness of a different family member. And a gentleman who portrayed himself as a federal agent said that she was going to receive a bunch of money, and it didn't come to fruition, of course, and he just bilked her out of a lot of money, and it became a really big problem. And other family members could not convince her that this was a fraudulent type of activity. And so they called me, and it took a while to convince her. It took a couple of phone calls and talking with her about how bad this situation was. She had given so much money away that she actually had to get handouts from church. So it was a very depressing kind of situation, but fortunately, the 12 individuals that were in this fraud ring were caught, and they have received a sentence. So the money was never recovered. So after that point, I was practically pushed by other family members to try to get the word out as much as I could about fraud against the elderly.
Janet Carruthers is our guest today on the Burke Allen Show, and if you'd like more information about Janet and what she does to help our elderly, the website address is sterlingmoneymanagement.com. That's sterlingmoneymanagement.com. Do you have any sense of how big a problem this is?
Actually, I do. One in five seniors that's over at the age of 60 is what they've classified that for. That's a MetLife study that was done in 2011. It is a $3 billion problem annually, and one in five seniors will become victims of fraud. And with the aging population of so many baby boomers, and it's a big problem not just for seniors but for the families, and it also is a problem for all of us because it increases fees at financial institutions, federal, state, and local tax dollars are redirected to help seniors against these frauds. The overall economy, when the victimized seniors don't have that consumer spending, and because baby boomers actually have 50% of the assets in the United States, and it's valued, I think, around $13 trillion, this is a very potential problem that's going to even grow even further if we don't get enough information out.
You know, as I talk to you about this, it's obvious this is more than just a job. This is a real passion for you. And I know you've got a blog that you put together, seniorfraudwarrior.org, and you have, all the latest frauds that are going on against seniors. What are some of the ones that you look at, and even as much as you do this and as jaded as you are, that your jaw just drops? What are some of the biggest frauds that are being perpetrated out there?
Right now, there are a couple of them. A lot of the computer frauds are very specific, and really it's really important to make sure that you don't click on anything that you receive, that even if it looks like a normal fraud, a normal email from a financial institution that tried to spoof and get information from you. I think that is the one that I hear a lot. I give a lot of presentations in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area, and
right.
I ask the seniors actually to call me, and my phone is actually becoming a fraud hotline because of it, but they share all of these different frauds, and that's that particular one about the computer is really one that seems to come out quite a bit. The second one is they call it the grandparent scam, which is, "Grandma, do you know who this is?" And then the elderly person asks if it's their grandchild's name, and they try to say that their grandchild is either in some foreign country and needs money. "Please don't tell my mom and dad. I need to get out of jail." And then they actually have a follow-up call now that is a person posing as an attorney or as the police, saying that they need more money from a Western Union or from a prepaid debit card. And then the third one that is actually going around a lot is just telemarketing calls, whether it be your computer is broken and it has a virus and we need to get into your computer and to go ahead and figure out what's wrong with it, and it's going to cost X amount of money. But when you give access to the person to remotely get into your computer, they can steal all of your information. And so that's another one that's really big. There's so many of them that I try to keep track of them on my blog site so that seniors can have one place. And it really just doesn't affect seniors. It affects all of us. It's amazing how many stories that I hear from everyone about all of these different frauds.
Janet Grothers is our guest today on the Burke Allen Show, and our number again is 718-506-1944. That's a free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. You can also send us a question or a comment in our quick chat room today. Janet, I didn't realize what a problem this was until, and I'm sure you've heard these stories a million times before, one of the three frauds that you talked about happened to an elderly uncle a few years ago, and he was a really smart guy, was a retired executive, got a phone call, and they said, "Do you know who this is? This is your grandson, Greg. I've been in a fight. I'm in jail. I'm in Canada. Can you, don't tell my parents, but can you wire some money up?" And he was taken for $6,000. And as you said, they came back afterwards and tried to get more. Fortunately, my Uncle Freeman, who, before he got suckered in a second time, did make contact with the family and with his grandson and his son and found out that it was a scam. How often do you think these things go undetected because of the shame of the elderly person who's been taken? Do you think there's lots of times that it's never even reported? This might be a bigger problem than even the statistics you quoted know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And those statistics are based on just news reports that are available all over the Internet when MetLife did their study. So the financial exploitation of seniors is just much bigger than that. At the first stage, I can speak from experience with the people that I've worked with and helping them through fraudulent situations. There's a denial period. There's a disbelief. How could this nice person say something like that? This person was so nice. And then once the victim has been informed that and shown that this is a fraudulent thing that happened, they're embarrassed. And unfortunately, when they are embarrassed, they become more isolated, which makes them vulnerable for another fraud, because once a target, the fraudsters go after somebody who's already been proven to give them money, so they'll try other ways to get money from them. And then there's fear from a senior, for all of us. A lot of these things are the same things if you're a victim of a crime or anything else, is then they don't trust in their own self. And then they are also afraid that their family will find out, and then they will think that they can't take care of themselves, so it's kind of a loss of control of independence.
So it's a real downward spiral, I guess, for these folks. Janet Carruthers is our guest today. It's a fascinating subject. We're talking to her about senior fraud, and she has a blog site, seniorfraudwarrior.org, with all the latest frauds being perpetrated against seniors who, by the way, as you said, are classified as those 60 and over, so that's not so senior anymore. You can also visit Janet at sterlingmoneymanagement.com. She's based in the Washington, D.C. area. Before you started doing this, what did you do?
Actually, I worked for the FBI. I was an intelligence analyst and really worked on illicit finance, also worked for Treasury, working in financial crimes was my specialty, still seems to be my specialty. And I'm a CPA and a certified fraud examiner. And one of the reasons why I became a daily money manager, which is part of the American Association of Daily Money Managers, is because of a daily money manager really has a hands-on approach to personal finances. And sometimes in this sandwich generation, we're so busy, and I've been part of that too, where you're taking care of your parents, you're trying to take care of your family, and there's just not enough. There's only 24 hours in a day. And there's just not enough time. And one of the great things about the Association of Daily Money Managers is that there is a hands-on duty working with the client, and you get to see what is going on with the client to make sure that they are protected from these types of frauds, and they're also informed about all of these frauds too. And so even though I enjoyed a lot of my time being inside of the federal law enforcement and working on different cases and also working at Treasury, I think one of the key things is doing what I'm doing right now actually has a direct hands-on approach to those who may be potential victims.
Janet Carruthers is our guest today. She's the head of Sterling Money Management. She looks out for our seniors who are the victims of financial fraud and ripoffs. And you mentioned you work for the FBI, and I'm curious as to your take now that you're not a part of the Bureau. You can speak freely now. How responsive is law enforcement to this problem? They're very overburdened, obviously. They've got a lot on their plates, but do they tend to turn this out as something for family members to take care of? Or is the opposite true? Have you found that law enforcement really does come in and try to help out when they
can? Law enforcement does help out to the fullest extent they possibly can. That includes both federal, all the different agencies, not only the Bureau, but Secret Service and other agencies that do try to protect the U.S. citizens. And also state and local law enforcement agencies do whatever they possibly can in order to help. But they cannot reach everybody, and not everybody, all seniors do have family members sometimes, and
right.
They also have nonprofit organizations that will go ahead and help you with your daily finances. But it's a problem that is not just with the responsibility of law enforcement, it is a responsibility of all of us. And so whatever we can do to go ahead and help would be wonderful. Of course, financial support for federal law enforcement and state and local is always going to be limited, and there is a priority order, but that does not mean that they do not take it very seriously. They do, and they do try to do as much as they possibly can, but it is an overwhelming problem that is very, very difficult unless you are actually working directly with the potential victims.
Do you have a feel for what segments of the elderly population this fraud seems to hit? Or is it across the board? I mean, is it more women? Is it more men? Is it more lower income, upper income? Is it certain parts of the country? Or is it everywhere?
It is everywhere, but women over the age of 60 are twice as likely to become victims.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think part of that is demographics as far as women generally outlive men.
Okay.
Many women in the generation that we were talking about did not really handle a lot of the finances. The men generally handle the finances, and therefore they are unfamiliar on if paying $1,000 for a gardener is too much or too less.
So it's more that age group, really. You know, the women were not perhaps as empowered to handle finances, so these scam artists see them coming.
Yes, and according to the statistics that MetLife put out and other law enforcement information, the perpetrators, the fraudsters, are basically 60% of them are men between the ages of 30 and 59. They generally target white women that are twice as likely to be targeted, who are isolated or living alone and require some kind of help. And 51% of the financial exploitation, financial crimes against seniors are from strangers, and about 34% are from family, friends, or neighbors.
So over a third, then, from family, friends, or neighbors. That surprises me. Did that surprise you?
I've seen a lot of things. No, it does not surprise me. Unfortunately, people are vulnerable, and I think that the statistic, when I actually thought that the strangers would be actually a higher amount, but I was not surprised about the friends, family, and neighbors.
Very sad. Janet Carruthers is our guest today. She is with Sterling Money Management and looks out for seniors with her blog, SeniorFraudWarrior.org. That's SeniorFraudWarrior.org. You can also visit Janet online at SterlingMoneyManagement.com and read about the latest frauds against seniors. And Janet, when we come back, I want to talk to you about some tips with an eye towards prevention. This is a bigger problem than I think an awful lot of folks understand. Can you hang on for just a moment?
Yep, will do.
All right, great. More with Janet Carruthers right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
See Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. live, along with the Temptations, Flatters and Drifters, former lead vocalist at the Hilton Performing Arts Center in Manassas, April 27th. Tickets available online now. I'm Burke Allen. Welcome back. Our phone number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Our guest today is Janet Carruthers of Sterling Money Management in Northern Virginia, right outside Washington, D.C. She has over two decades of experience in the financial services industry, former FBI, and now works with local, state, and federal law enforcement combating financial fraud and illicit financing, especially when it comes to our seniors. And she says that a MetLife study shows that a whopping 1 in 5 seniors have been a victim of some sort of financial scam, a scam artist. We believe the number may be even bigger because the seniors, many of them are afraid to report, embarrassed to report, concerned that their independence may be taken away. Janet, these bad guys, give us some tips on how to watch out for them, what to look for, and how to keep our seniors safe from being ripped off.
Well, I think that the first thing to do is to make sure that you're aware of the different kinds of frauds that can happen. And fraudsters are really, they get very creative with their techniques. So once they see that a particular fraud has not worked or has worked and people are spreading the information about it. So information is key, knowledge and information about what kind of scams are going on. Secondly, the thing that you can do is making sure that your finances are organized so you know where everything is at, so that if someone calls you and say that we're the bank, we just need to verify that your account is such and such, that you are able to know that you can call them back and know that there isn't a problem with your account. But there's some things that you can do, and this is for everyone, some fraud prevention tips. The first one is call the do not call registry. A lot of the scams happen because they are phone calls that are going to seniors. And you can just register for the do not call registry. Most people may not realize that you have to do that every year and call from the phone that you are wanting to stop. To put on the do not call registry.
Did not know that. Every year you have to go back in and redo it every year. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And then never sign up for any contests, sweepstakes, or free offers for anything because that just puts you on a mailing list for those types of things that people can go ahead and buy. Shred all financial documents and paperwork with a cross-cut shredder because once you throw your information at that, and I always tell a lot of my clients and the people that I go to seminars and have seminars with, is even shred financial envelopes so they don't know where you're banking at, because identity theft is all around us. And
right.
Seniors also get affected by the identity theft. Closed any unused credit cards or bank accounts that you're, you know, not using. One of the key things I think that a lot of seniors do not do and they should do is review their credit report once a year. A lot of the seniors that I speak to, they haven't looked at their credit report because they're not buying a house, they're not opening up a credit card, and therefore
sure.
they don't know what their and so they don't think that they need to look at their credit report.
Don't care. They've got all their stuff. Sure.
That's right. And so by looking at your credit card, excuse me, your credit report once a year, and there's three different agencies that you can go every 4 months is what I recommend to the different agencies, you can see if someone is opening up accounts in your name. Prevention. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say you mentioned these prevention tips, and they are great for all ages. I can imagine that lots of seniors probably get suckered in, by things that are even more mundane. You know, the phone scams. There was one that I read about on your blog, as a matter of fact, that I would totally have been taken in by the IRS scam. Where these guys, and it's a big phone scam, you know, say, hey, you know, we're with the IRS and we need some information from you, and they call, and if they're good enough on the phone, people give them the information. That's amazing.
A lot of people are afraid of the IRS.
Sure.
I used to work in tax resolution, and I understand the fear. But as long as you're paying your taxes, it's not a problem. And the IRS, and I can speak from experience, would not call you up, and they don't call you up. And they've tried to do some public service messages saying that they wouldn't call you up. But
right.
To go ahead and send, they would send you many letters saying you owe this amount of money. You owe this amount of money, believe me. And they would never call you up. And I think one of the key things, there's two key things that a fraudster will ask of you that most legitimate places would not. The first thing is they would never ask you for a prepaid debit card or a Western Union being sent to some other place. Those are two key things that if you hear that a company wants from you, that they've called you, that is probably a fraud.
Amazing. The other one that I had never heard of and I read about on your blog, and by the way, Janet Carruthers' blog is fascinating. You should click on seniorfraudwarrior.org. That's seniorfraudwarrior.org. Is this hijack computer scam where folks will call people and say, hey, look, you know, your computer has a virus and I'll maintain it for you for X number of dollars a month. And then once you sign up, you give these folks your credit card number, they ask for remote access and they remote in, which, you know, hey, listen, in the computer world, sometimes that's what, your tech support people will do. And then of course, once these bad guys are in there, they hijack your email account, they can get in there and get your financial information. That could be a huge problem. Is that pretty widespread?
Actually, yes, I was just dealing with that particular case this week. In a matter of 3 hours, they had hijacked the victim's computer, and they opened up a Western Union account through their email in order to transfer money out of their credit card account and their banking account, and in a matter of hours try to steal about $4,000. Fortunately, we were able to circumvent and change all of the passwords, and so that this particular company, which was an Indian company, could not get the information. And then they tried to call back and threaten the victim, saying that they were going to, if they did not pay them the money, they were holding their computer for ransom, and they would wipe their computer clean.
Janet Carruthers is talking about scams against seniors today. She's a CPA based in the Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. area with Sterling Money Management, and her blog is seniorfraudwarrior.org, seniorfraudwarrior.org. How do the scammers find the people? How does that connection happen?
Well, and it kind of goes back to one of the prevention tips that I talked about. When you sign up for a contest or sweepstakes or free offers of anything, they put all of that information and collect that data and sell it. It is part of marketing that they can buy like a mailing list, and that's a lot of times that's how they get the information. Other times they get the information when they have scammed a person and they said, do you know of any of your friends who might also be wanting to take part of this great opportunity? And when the person gives them the name, it just fills up the whole, it just completes their process of not having to look for another person, another victim.
Janet Carruthers is our guest today. I was traveling several months ago, Janet, and the hotel phone rang. And in today's world, with everyone carrying a cell phone, it's very unusual for the hotel room phone to ring. And I answered the phone, and it was very late at night, almost midnight. A young lady said that she was calling from the front desk in the business office, and that there was a problem with a credit card that they had on file for our block of rooms, and it needed for me to give the credit card information to her again. Instinctively, I reached for my wallet. My wallet was on the desk across the room, and so I said, well, ma'am, I'll need to get that card, and I'll walk it down to you in just a moment. And she said, well, can you just give it to me now so I can close this out? And I came within a hair of walking across the hotel room to get my wallet and give her the card, and something in the back of my mind said, no, and said, I'll just walk it down to the front desk for you. So my question is that something that you've run up against, this sort of hotel crime? Because that one almost suckered me in, and I tend to think I'm a pretty on-top-of-things guy.
Wow, that's good. No, I haven't heard of that one, but that's going on the website.
That's a new one for the blog, seniorfraudwarrior.org.
That is a new one for the blog. Wow, that is just, that's very creative. Oh,
well, and I did walk down to the front desk, and the young lady said, no, there's no one here by that name, whatever name she used. And that late at night, there was only the front desk person. So, I mean, it is everywhere, and it's very prevalent. And these the bad guys are pretty smart, and I guess it's our job to be smarter.
Yes. And that's, by keeping ourselves informed and staying on top of our finances and making sure we check. There are some people that don't check their credit card statement every single month and really critically look at, did I really spend this, where is this charge coming from? And looking at our bills really, because we're so busy. And I think that's a really big, important part of making sure we're protected from fraud.
You do good work, young lady. Keep it up. It's Janet Carruthers. She's with Sterling Money Management in Northern Virginia, right outside Washington, D.C., formerly with the FBI, and now she's busting bad guys of a whole different ilk. They are the fraudsters who are perpetrating badness against one of our most vulnerable populations, the elderly. Janet, we salute you for all the hard work you do to raise awareness of this. If folks want to get in touch with you, what's the easiest way for them to find you?
They can actually go to my website, and if they like, which is Sterling Money Management. .com, and they can email me from there.
Very good. SterlingMoneyManagement.com. If you want to find out more about the latest frauds against seniors, check out the blog SeniorFraudWarrior.org. Janet Carruthers was our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for listening wherever in the world you may be. Go out and make it a great day.